Monday and Tuesday of this week, a colorful semi-truck has been parked in the front lot of Woodland Junior High School in Central Fayetteville. This morning, the trailer, bearing the bright pink words, Go Gallery Artmobile, moved south to Ramey Junior High. The Traveling Museum is a program of the Arkansas Arts Center in Little Rock and has been bringing themed exhibition works from the center's permanent collection to towns across Arkansas for over 50 years. Thanks to a grant from the Star Foundation, it has made this trip to Fayetteville and will return again at the 1st of December and in the spring, all the while making many other stops in our listening area and beyond. Virgil Lawrence is the docent with the AAC's Artmobile, a job he has had for 27 years, speaking to upwards of a few hundred thousand people in his career.
When you factor in events like the State Fair, River Fest, festivals that we go to, you know, you can see thousands in a weekend in some cases. You know, you can see there's, you know, this is one of the, and I'm not saying this in an exaggerated sense, this is probably one of the most used items in the state of Arkansas simply because it is mobile. I mean, by being mobile, I mean, you can really take it to the masses in that sense.
In his two-day visit to Woodland Junior High, he estimates he has spoken with 300 students, a little less than half of the school's student population, seeing kids from art and career orientation classes. Though the Traveling Museum visits libraries and festivals, visiting with school children is most definitely one of the Art Center's missions, developing a curriculum for elementary and secondary students. Though Lawrence is most often the face for the Artmobile, planning the exhibits and lessons each school year is a collaborative effort.
Generally, that'll involve a variety of people from the exhibition staff, the curatorial staff, even the facilities manager. Well, you know, because all of this has, you know, there's got to be various departments involved in making it a success, from the man that drives the truck down to the location to what has to be repaired and fixed.
A quick glance at the Artmobile's website shows the suggested lesson plan for this Art of Story exhibit, encouraging students to think of visual artists as storytellers. The lessons provide a disclaimer that they meet Common Core state standards, which go into effect next year. Though 20-year art teacher at Woodland, James Kunzelman, says art has always been Common Core.
In English class, the students look for theme in what they read. We create theme in what we make. In English, they compare and they contrast literature. In art, we compare and contrast visually. So we do the same skills, and we always have. In the curriculum guide, this exhibit is all about storytelling, and that's what we do in art every day. We are meaning makers. We tell our own story. We show other people ourselves visually through art. It's a different language than verbal language, and we do this every day.
Mr. Kunzelman says he really likes the curriculum guide that teachers receive because it isn't just for art teachers. It's for all teachers so they can incorporate the arts into what they do every day in their classrooms. Lawrence and Kunzelman move to a colorful work that hangs to the left of one of two doors into the Artmobile as Lawrence begins a short lecture.
Flute Player and Dog by Irving Amen. Because a woodcut functions very similar to a linoleum cut, I believe, that you're doing in the classroom.
Yes.
You know, the technique and the principle is pretty much identical. It's just a different kind of medium that the artist is working in. But here would be a good example. I like to emphasize to students the relevancy of what is taught in the classroom that you can come in the Artmobile and see practical application. So a student would look at this and say, well, gee, we are now currently doing something pretty much what we see that this artist did. So that relevancy of how to connect with what he's doing in the classroom, the fundamentals, the design process, procedure, and then you can see that reinforced. And I think that is a neat thing for a student to see that reinforcement, that it's not busy work or something that he's teaching. You can see how it is practically, and that it is applied in a practical sense in that way. And here is a good example.
It also reinforces what the English language arts teachers do in their classroom, because this tells a story. It tells a visual story, and that makes storytelling relevant across all subject matters. or courses.
The bright piece of a man playing a flute with a dog frolicking beside him is one of about 15 pieces inside the trailer, though it is the only one of this medium. Exhibits always showcase a variety of art forms, from painting, photography, drawing, printmaking, sculpture, in order to give the viewer a variety of forms and media. From something as simple as a pencil drawing to items like a fork that have been upcycled to form a sculpture. Lawrence says he has received a lot of great feedback from the students in the last 2 days, from romantic interest stories, stories of the Civil War, to how to make art and to how to formulate and use design elements. But in a story he tells from a visit to a school last week, he recalls one third grade girl that made numerous comments during the tour, though her teacher said afterward she rarely speaks.
But for some reason, they see something in here or they feel comfortable to speak. And that happens every now and then. And I could think, well, that's kind of a neat concept that there's something in here that motivated the kid to come out of whatever shell they were in, that they felt like they could comment and talk about it kind of in an uninhibited way. And I think that that is a... We were talking about this just a while ago, the kind of the uniqueness of the art mobile, because it is maybe of a less kind of formal way of looking at art.
It truly brings the art to you, showing that art is everywhere and for everyone, that it is democratic. When the art mobile started over 50 years ago, Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art most definitely did not exist, nor did the smaller venue, Art Center of the Ozarks. And travel from rural and other areas of Arkansas to the Arkansas Art Center in Little Rock was not as convenient as it is today. School bus field trips were not quite so common. So how is it that the Art Mobile is able to remain a benefit to the community as advents like the internet bring art directly to the viewer? Lawrence says it is the novelty of it.
You know, there's so few of these still in operation in America, and to think that Arkansas has had one for over 50 years now, continuous, and we travel the entire state where some art mobiles may only travel within a county or a region. I mean, we go statewide and even out of state on some occasions.
A quick internet search turns up one art mobile in Montana and one in Massachusetts. Again, that was a quick search.
So it's the novelty of the program, you know. It's not every day that you get to see a museum literally on wheels that functions as a, in the setting and the way everything is prepared and looked, that is a gallery experience.
And it is a gallery experience. The inside of the trailer is anything but a trailer. The floor is a hardwood, the walls lined with a fuzzy covering, one wall complete with a bench for comfortable observing. And from the ceiling hang lights, aiming at the artwork, just as one would see in any museum. The Arkansas Art Center's Art Mobile will be at Ramey Junior High in Fayetteville through this Friday. Over the weekend, it will make its way to the Baxter County Library. Lawrence says the public is welcome to visit, though you might be sharing the space with some students. This is Ozarks at Large.